Han har ge vår bo, ge vår kvinser på. Amen. Today, in the Armenian Church, we celebrate the Feast of the Discovery of the Holy Cross. It's the day when St. Helena went to Jerusalem and was searching for the holy sites. She searched for the birthplace of Christ, for his resurrection site, and his crucifixion site. And she also found the Holy Cross there. But the question arises, why did St. Helena go to Jerusalem by herself? Why didn't she just... She was the mother of Caesar, the mother of the emperor. Why didn't she just send soldiers and say, go find the cross for me, find these holy sites, and when you find them, report back to me what you found? Why does she go by herself to find these holy sites? And the reason is the following. Because the cross cannot be found by command. It must be found through faith. When she discovered the Holy Cross, she did not unearth some relic, but rather, she found the very weapon which crushed Satan's head. The very weapon that is now no longer a sign of defeat, but now a banner of victory. The gospel today says, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the heavens. That sign is the cross, which demons fear and every Christian has upon their soul through baptism. We know that our lives are not free from battle or difficulties. The cross reminds us that Christianity, that our faith, is warfare, and that we are constantly in a battle against evil. Not against people, but against the invisible forces that exist in this world and are constantly trying to prevent us from coming close to Christ. Saint Anthony the Great says, without temptation, no one can be saved. We must go through that battle. And the demons know this, and the demons attack us constantly. They attack us through fear, through despair, through pride, and through many types of distraction. They want to convince us that our faith is powerless, that our prayers are useless, and that all the effort we put into our faith is fruitless. But every time we make the sign of the cross with faith, every time we pray, every time we forgive someone, every time we fast, we slap Satan across the face. We slap him and he gets mad and he tries even harder to distract us. When we are tempted by Satan, rather than trying to outmaneuver him or trying to think that we're smarter than him so we won't fall into a sin, rather than doing that, what we need to do is confess Christ. Confess Christ as our Lord and even say a prayer, a very beautiful prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. When we pray this, no demon can combat us. We become powerful, more powerful than anything that tries to distract us, because we become focused on Christ alone. There was once a young man who went to his priest and he confessed to his priest and he said, Father, I have very dark thoughts. Constantly, all I think about is anger and jealousy and despair. How do I get freed from these thoughts? How do I live without these thoughts? And the priest said to him, he said, every morning what I want you to do is when you wake up, before you do anything, even before you look at your cell phone to see Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook and your text messages and WhatsApp and all the things that we look at. Before you do any of that, make the sign of the cross and pray the prayer, Christ is risen and Satan has fallen. And pray that for 40 days. And then come back and tell me what happens. So the young man goes and he starts to do this. The first day he does it, the second day he does it, the third day he does it. And at first he says there's no difference, nothing's changing in his life. But eventually, slowly, what he notices is his heart grows lighter and his mind and thoughts become calmer. Temptation does not disappear. Temptation still exists, but the power that temptation has upon him has disappeared. Likewise, when we pray this way, we too shall become stronger. We too. Temptation will never disappear from your life, as St. Anthony said. Without temptation, no one can be saved. Temptation will always exist, but our ability to withstand it and for its power over us to weaken, that can happen. St. Helena discovered the Holy Cross 1,700 years ago, but it did not end there. Every day, we rediscover the cross in our lives. Every day, we must find the cross in our lives. When we pray for those who hurt us and have been mean to us and evil to us, when we forgive them and pray for them, when we resist despair and live with hope, and when we choose purity, humility, and faith, we rediscover the cross. And what we do at that time is we take the cross and we hold it up high in the face of Satan, and we say that we belong to the one who is crucified. Remember, the cross is not an ornament. The cross is the weapon and a declaration of war on Satan. Satan hates and despises the cross, and we relish it, because it is through the cross that salvation has come. Everlasting life exists. Death is no more. Eternal life is forever. St. Helena found it once, but we must carry it daily. Again, through prayer, through humility, and through faith, the cross becomes a shield and a weapon against the enemy and light in our darkness. I pray that the Holy Cross strengthen each of us in the battle that we are fighting. That the Holy Cross defend and protect you, your families, and your loved ones. And that the Holy Cross lead us to victory on that final day when the sign of the Son of Man appears in the heavens in all of its glory. Amen.